David's Bridal, where brides and bridesmaids get fabulously dressed. We let our friends pick out what we wear, show off our dance moves, obsess over every little detail, hold your hand through it all, smile bravely when it's time to let go. Make your dreams come true. The things we do for love, only at David's Bridal.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back, and we're going to make an exception to the rule because we normally, during Pledge Week, we don't take calls, but we have a longtime contributor and supporter, and he's got something he wants to say. So we're going to give Mac a shot at it right now. Mac, you're in the air.
Hey, thank you, Pastor. Do you hear me? Am I coming through clear?
Loud and clear.
Okay, very good. I'm always talking about, you know, praying and fasting. Now I want to put my money where my mouth is. I told the screener $500. I've upped it to a grand. This is what's going on Sports Talk Radio. The number is 215-592-9494. Okay? Write it down. This is what I need. People to call in to 215-592-9494. The Eagles basically are having they're falling apart. And I called in that's a solution. The only Eagles team that won a Super Bowl was a 2017 team, and they won it because it was Christ-centered. They prayed together. There was a book that came out. It's called Birds of Prey. That's with an A. The coach was a Christian. They were having baptisms in the whirlpool bath, and it's not a coincidence. They went to four Super Bowls. They only won one. It was a 2017 team that won it, okay? Earlier in the day, you Douglas on a show that he said they have to have a come to Jesus moment. Well, I was listening on that, and I called him on it. Then he played dumb. On the evening show with the Brandon Graham show, Howard Eskins said the thing about the 2017 team was that they were cohesive. I nailed the source, and then two programs acted like I didn't know what I was talking about. So if everybody would call in that number, whatever time of the day, and just reference Marple Mack's call about the root of the problem, Birds of Prey, and watching the movie Facing the Giants, I would appreciate it. And thank you for letting me call in, and I will honor the pledge of 1,000. I love you. Again, 215-592-9494, and you're going to reference Marple Mack's call about the root of the problem being spiritual, Facing the Giants movie, and Birds of Prey book. Thank you, brother, and God bless.
All right, thank you, Max. And Max, have a very Merry Christmas. God bless you. All righty, there you go. Susan in Michigan pledges 100. Carl in Cleveland pledges 500. And Max in Pennsylvania pledges 1,000. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, all right. It's what we've needed. I just want to remind folks, I know we tell them all the time, but we have new listeners. Ever since Pastor Ernie started this radio ministry about 50 years ago, it's been listener-supported. No one in the ministry has taken any money, let alone a salary. We don't even take money for equipment, things that we need to do the radio program remotely. And it's been a partnership with you, the listeners. Your donations pay the bills. And our big bill is the radio airtime. And every station has to be at a point self-sufficient for us to be able to stay on it. We have to be able to pay the bills. So if you want to hear us on the radio station where you live, there has to be enough listeners donate the money to pay the radio airtime. And so it's been this way, a true partnership. We're doing the work. We're doing what God's called us to do. And if you support this ministry, God has said very clearly in Scripture, if you support a ministry that's blessing Him, you will share in the blessings. So anything that we do that honors and blesses God, you share in those blessings, and you have God's word on it. So prayerfully consider, standing up, a lot of people listen, but don't donate. Only a very small percent of listeners donate. And if even 10-12% of our listening audience would donate, we wouldn't have to do a pledge week.
Absolutely. Right. If right. Actually, for only about 2% of those that listen donated, we wouldn't have to. But
wow, that's small. Yeah.
Anyhow, every now and then we get a letter, and when a donation from somebody saying, you know, Pastor, I'm ashamed of myself. I've been listening all these years, and I've never donated. Okay, but every now and then, praise the good Lord that they do. But we need to. Again, I want to emphasize the newsletter, Joe, because, you know, that is one of our best assets, sending out that newsletter, because people, you know, when it comes to the things like what we exposed on the COVID, all of that, and a lot of people, you know, were just completely indoctrinated by the fake news media, this gives people ammunition. They can say, look, take a look here. Here's the documentation. Check it out, okay? And so I, again, encourage you folks. It doesn't cost you. It costs us, but it doesn't cost you. And you have so many different things that you can use, okay? Try to take America back to one nation under God. Besides that, we also expose a lot of the corrupt politicians out there, and we're going to be doing that, and I think probably in the near future, we're going to send out some information on tactical civics, too, in a newsletter, just a paper, because that is growing. We're doing it nice and slow, Joe, but it's all about taking America back. So,
right. We have to start at the bottom and work our way up.
Absolutely.
We have to take back our, you start with also, you can join your local Republican Party, and I know at a local level you have far more input, and you'd be amazed that the world runs by the people that show up. And I know so many people will be surprised at how few people really run the system, because they're open, they invite people to come and join, and people don't get involved. And that's one of the problems. People won't get involved, won't do something, and it's just a handful of you more in every, you know, county in your state would get involved. You could change an entire state in just a few months.
You know, one of the good things that's happening out there, a number of the conservative organizations are now coming together. We're working, you know, in tandem with each other. We're
finally.
Yeah, it's what our opposition has been doing this for a long time. But what we have to do, Joe, we have to get back to a voting day, a day where we vote, not a month. And we've got to get rid of these mail-in ballots. We've got to get rid of the mail-in ballots, Joe.
Source of corruption. The greatest source of corruption in an election is a mail-in ballot.
It is. It really is. All right. Mark in Ohio pledges 50. Leonard in New Jersey pledges 200. Mary Ann and Eddie in Pennsylvania pledge 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, one and all. We're on a roll. We're going.
All righty.
We have
Go ahead.
A couple of big stories, and there's a lot of news, but one of the things that's near and dear, I know, to your heart and mind is that abortion in this country. And I've got three big stories. I think you have the same ones, but one of them, hundreds of babies survive abortion, but they go unreported, as most states don't even require documentation. And this by Live Action News story, and it shows how the different states, only this handful, require abortion survivors to be documented. And Live Action News found about 220 cases of abortion survivors from 1999 to 2023 in just eight states. So we know that that number is far, far, far greater. And what happens is so sad in some of these states, the babies don't get, it's just hard to do this, the babies don't get care, and sometimes they're actually just killed, and some of them actually survive. I had the pleasure of meeting a young girl named Gianna Jensen, and I believe you had her on the radio program.
Yeah, years ago.
She had some physical problems, but she was a singer, had a beautiful, still has, I should say had, when I heard her. She had just gotten engaged to be married. She was singing and helping us do a fundraiser for our maternity home and crisis pregnancy center here in Missouri, and helping us raise money. Most wonderful young lady, beautiful voice, strong, strong Christian, loved the Lord, and she was out explaining how there were others like her that survived these abortions, and people had to be made aware because they needed to be cared for after their abortion. And as one who had survived the hells that she went through, she wanted these babies that survived to be treated like a human being, have loving care and kindness. And it's something that everyone needs to be aware of. And if we have that many in just 8 states, and you got to remember, most of these states try to hide things like this. They don't want you to know. So you can figure these figures, and it's a long article. It gives different kind of state-by-state percentages and things. But the long story short is there are far more of these children being born alive than they want you to
know. And one of the most horrendous places in the entire country, Joe, is in the University of Pittsburgh, where we reported on this some years ago, but it's back in the news now. In fact, David DeLeeden just did a thing on it where they've found a number of babies that were the 5-6-month-old babies. They had taken their scalp, cut their scalp off, and put this, grafted it onto the backs of rats and mice, and to see if they would take. I mean, this is evil. Now, these babies, a lot of them survive, and even something that's worse than that, Joe, they will actually pay these women, ungodly, evil, liberal women, to conceive on purpose. They'll conceive on purpose, and they'll bring a baby to full term and give it and just sell it. You know, and they might get $20,000-$30,000 or more for it, okay? There's a wickedness, and the Bible tells you about Jesus said that we were living in the evil day. And this is why we really have to fight. The day is evil out there. The day is evil. And you're seeing, Lord, you're seeing that big divide. The righteous are becoming more righteous and bolder, and the wicked are becoming more evil every day.
Exactly. And we to go right along with that, the Center for Medical Progress, when you mentioned David, they are going after the University of Pittsburgh. And they're being investigated by federal law enforcement about tissue harvesting program using the bodies of aborted children. We were talking about they were selling aborted baby parts years and years ago, and it looked like it was being shut down, but you know how the left works. They find ways around things, legal manipulations around the law. They've been working with University of Pittsburgh, been working with planned predators to criminally harvest body parts of babies aborted in late gestation. And they now have email exchanges between the letters of the National Institute of Health and the University of Pittsburgh's Senior Vice Chancellor for Research, and also Health and Human Services. The Office of Inspector General has found they're looking into criminal civil complaints of fraud and misconduct related to this Health and Human Services program. It's kind of like the government's cheating, the university's cheating, and basically they're using these babies, especially the late-term abortions, to get body parts again. And on many of these folks, they try to sometimes harvest the child alive because certain organs have to be fresh, is the best way I could put it without getting upset.
And they remove the organs without giving the child anything for pain. They remove the organs without giving the child anything for pain, too.
No, That's right.
They're just plain. I mean, we're talking, when you talk about Planned Parenthood, you're talking about pure evil. It's pure evil, okay? And this University of Pittsburgh is like ghoulish. I mean, you know, here, you know, you talk about the ovens in Nazi Germany. I mean, they're worse. These people are worse. They're evil to the core. I mean, pure evil out there. But again,
it should not be happening in this country. And they were talking about these collections here. One of the things, and Pitt's application to become the fetal tissue distribution hub for this, they call it the GoodMap program. It advised to the NIH that it would use labor-induced abortions to harvest fetal kidneys, record the time the kidneys were removed from the baby's blood supply to minimize this warm, they call it ischemic time. In other words, they're trying to, their vein.
I got to give the number, Joe. It's 888-281-1110, folks. Again, it's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We have approximately 45 minutes tonight. We're going to be, we're a day short this week. You know, we have, last month was the worst month we had of the year, Joe. And this week's pledge week, we're one day short because Friday is we do our Christmas program, and Christmas is very important. And I mean,
Christ comes first before
absolutely
all things, right?
And so we're only going to be 4 days this week. So after tonight, we only have two more days left to raise the funds. And so that's why we really need to hear from people. And, you know, again, like I say, I hate to say it, but if we don't hear from them, some of the stations, they won't be hearing from us. And that's just the way it is. It's, you know, we're doing,
that's just the simple truth.
We're doing everything we can. It's not like we're not asking. 888-281-1110, 888-677-9673. You know, in this radio ministry, over the years, folks, we've been responsible for a large, large part in saving over 24,000 babies from a cruel and painful death. This radio ministry has been the strongest tool we've ever had fighting the child killing here in Ohio and many other states, but especially here in Ohio. And let me tell you, that's why we are number one on the enemy's list, on the hate list of the ACLU, the hate list of the Planned Predators, NARAL, all of these ungodly satanic organizations. We are number one on their list. And so this is why we have to continue fighting a good fight and running to this battle. And just think about that. You know, all of those children are alive because you folks helped us stay on the air. We don't get paid for doing this. We're doing it because the cause is a righteous cause. We have to do the right thing. We're trying to bring America back. But you know what, Joe? This radio program, too, is responsible for, in large, large part, the great homeschooling movement here in Ohio, because it really started right here back in the early 70s, the homeschooling movement, and it is growing, and we have a huge homeschooling movement here in Ohio. And so, folks, that's why you need to support us, because in 50 years, we have never compromised. We've never. Now, I'm not saying we haven't made mistakes. We have, but when we do, we always want to be the first one out there to admit them. But in 50 years, we've never stood down. We've always ran right to the fight. And we need your help to continue running to the fight. We want to hang in here and do what we can, as long as we can, as we're looking for the Lord's return. And boy, are we looking for his return. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, Reginald in Cleveland pledges 50. Go ahead, Joe. You have an article?
Yeah, I've got a real important one. Iconic U.S. company to be bought by foreign rival in multi-billion-dollar deal. and they say this was truly best for all. Well, what this story is about, the Japanese Nippon Steel Corporation announced that it was acquiring the iconic United States Steel Corporation after the company entertained multiple offers. There were local companies, American companies, but this Japanese company is worldwide, came up and offered a huge amount of money, more than anybody else. This company was founded back in 1901 in Pittsburgh by J.P. Morgan and Andrew Carnegie through the merger there. It has been one of the backbones of America. And, folks, why this is important, steel is one of the things that keeps a superpower, keeps a nation powerful, being able to make and produce when World War II happened, well, World War I, too, but especially in World War II, we outproduced the world. We needed ships. We built airplanes. We built tanks. We built cannons and artillery and all kinds of things. Steel was so necessary. And now we will, losing our major production of steel in this country, we're losing control over, again, one of the most vital things a nation needs to be able to protect itself. Biden is giving away our oil and gas, shutting down our energy production. They're not allowing us to mine essential rare minerals that we need for different things. And now the government has said nothing about this company being sold off to a international company. And I think it's far more important. So there are some people that are trying to get the government to take a look at this before they allow this to go through. But it's the kind of thing that a strong nation that's concerned with its future, kind of thing that they don't let happen. We don't let the Chinese buy up American farmland. We don't let foreign nations' enemies buy up our businesses and our natural wealth. And now we're allowing foreigners. Now, at least Japan's a friendly country now, but what's the world going to be like in 10 years? Will they still be our ally? Will they still be our friend? We don't know, and this is the kind of thing that we need to speak up and let our Congress critters know. We don't like this. Is not good for America. It may be good for a few stockholders and some business people, but is it good for America? I say no.
All right, very good. Here we have there's some news that's supposed to be coming out, and the government is supposed to a judge is going to release the names of, I believe, over 100 people that are associated with Jeffrey Epstein.
I think it's close to 180, if I remember when I read the article. That's a lot of people, and they say January 1st, but because it's a holiday, it'll probably be January 2nd, and I have a feeling it's going to be some very interesting things happen. 170, they said, over.
Well, one of those people that have been found in a lot of the pictures with Epstein and some of the victims, some of those women that have accused Epstein, is Bill Gates. Bill Gates, and that's probably why his wife divorced him, but Bill Gates is very prominent in that. And so this is going to be interesting. We're going to find out, here, let's just see who all is involved in this.
Oh, Prince Andrew, they claim there's going to be a lot more about Prince Andrew. He's already been accused by Virginia Roberts there in New York. And they have it broken down. They're calling it right now John Doe this, John Doe that, and the names will come out. But it was a judge, what's her name here? Judge Loretta Preska. That's a lady was, this is a bold, brave judge who finally said, unseal in full. There's been enough things leaked and people have come out and talked in public. So she said it's time for the truth to come out. And she ruled that this be unsealed. And there are 177 does who are friends, recruiters, and victims, and it will all come out around the 2nd of January.
Well, here's an interesting thing, because you know they're going to go after and try to accuse Donald Trump. But I think this judge may even be one of Trump's appointees. Now, Trump, I remember very clearly right around 2000 when they were interviewing Trump on C-SPAN, and they asked him about Bill Clinton, because apparently the Clintons had attended Trump's weddings. And and they asked him, what do you think about, are you friends with Bill Clinton? And he said, yeah. He said, he's a nice enough guy, he said, but he's got to stay away from that island. That island is a very, very bad place, Bill.
Place.
You've
yep.
got it. Now, Trump did that, so he went there once and never went back. He when he found out what it was all about. But boy, you won't hear that on the mainstream media, will you?
No, you won't hear. You'll hear that, oh, he went, but you won't hear that he's, you know, what he said about it. See, that's a lie by omission, right?
Right. Remember what they said when they started the Russia hoax? They started out with saying that there were pictures of President Trump in a bed with young Chinese girls, and they were urinating on each other.
Yeah, Russian prostitutes. This time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was the Russian prostitutes. It was the Chinese was a different story.
But he wasn't even there in Russia, blah, blah. I mean, it was such an appalling lie, and the fact that our FBI paid that British agent millions of dollars for a packet of lies, it just shows how much they wanted to get Trump. They didn't verify, they didn't check. It wouldn't have taken anybody more than about 10 minutes.
All right, Dale in Michigan pledges 50. Dale in Michigan, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, there were a lot of pictures of somebody in bed with Russian prostitutes and young Chinese teenage girls. There were a number of pictures of somebody, but it wasn't President Trump. Who was it, Joe?
I think it was a guy named Hunter something. Hunter Biden.
Yeah, Hunter Biden.
Biden, yeah, that's it.
And just recently, some pictures came out of it with his brother, Jim Biden, right?
Well, there's James. Is James and Jim the same person?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's the same one.
And so that just came out. Now, there was also something that they took it down. It came out, and this was Joe. It was on the Internet, but it was brought down. And it was Joe, all right, involved with the young girls. And this goes back. And so, but he had not only that, but Secret Service, female Secret Service agents, when he was vice president, complained that they had to stand there. He went swimming in the nude. He would go into the pool and swim in the nude. And they had to stand there and watch him. And I guess, a naked Joe Biden is not a pretty sight. I wouldn't want to see one, would you?
I don't think most of the people out there want to go there, yeah.
Well, we were telling you what's coming out, Joe. We've been telling people for a long time that the Democratic Communist Party is just flush with pedophilia. It's flush with pedophilia. But just recently, Dem Senator Cardin's words come back to haunt him after staffer fired following gay porn scandal, meaning sodomite porn scandal. If the sodomite sex scandal rocketing the Capitol these days proves nothing else, it shows that to some Democrats, there's really nothing sacred. Well, we've known that for a long time. That's the message from Maryland Senator Ben Cardin. Anyway, the now former employer of the man identified as being on the receiving end of anal sex during a romp, that was recorded in the Senate hearing room and reported on Friday by the Daily Caller. There you go.
The famous Senate hearing room of all places, huh?
Yep. We'll be right back. Boy, that was a beautiful song. And, well, I'm going to tell you, I just when you think about the Lord Jesus Christ, the creator of the universe, Joe, when you go back when there was nothing in existence but the power of God himself, and he said that he dwells here, the one with the ultimate power dwells within us. He says he dwells within, and Joe, listen to this, he said that after the millennial, when we have our glorified bodies, we will be like him. Do you understand? He's saying we are going to be like him, and he has had unlimited power, Joe. And that way you're not going to have to creep around like an old man anymore.
No. Well, we're going to be his sons and daughters, and we, Scripture said, whatever form he is, takes, we will be like unto him.
Yeah. And so I can't wait. No, you know, boy, I tell you, with the new bodies, no more aches, no more pains, no more sickness, right?
No more setting off alarms going through the metal detectors.
No more taxes. No more taxes. No more Democrats.
No more Democrats. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's wonderful.
All righty. All right, we have Jim from California pledges 205, and Hal, Pastor Hal, pledges 100. All right, very good. In fact, let's bring him up. He's with us now. Let's bring him up. Hey, Hal, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. You know what you do on this coming Monday? Monday, we have our, it's Christmas Day, we have a Christmas program. And not just listen to us, but Monday Night Roundtable with George Satori. I'm going to have a special guest on that radio program, Steve and Don, and yours truly. I was on the program with him, and it's a very special program. So listen to Monday Night Roundtable. And you know, I told him, I said, look, I've been waiting for a long time to get on your program. Mm-hmm. And so I think I scared them, and they say,
well, you're kind of scary, dude. You don't hold back, and people sometimes are a little afraid of the truth.
Yeah. Anyhow, we had a really good time. It was a good program. But we're going to have a good program too, our Christmas program this Monday. So I always look so forward to that every year. Because I love Christmas. Don't you love Christmas?
I want to carry it in my heart all year long.
What about you, Hal?
Yeah, I sure do. It's Christ's birthday. And you know the best present you could give Christ for his birthday is to lead a soul to him.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we try to do here.
That'd be a real Christmas present, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And we've been trying to do that here for 50 years, haven't we? And it's one of the reasons why we really need the support of the folks so that we keep doing it out there. Because God's Word, the Bible, the entire, all of the universe, do you realize that everything out there, all of creation, cries out and bears witness of the Creator? I mean, it can't get any more than that, can there?
Nope.
I don't see how.
And so, anyhow, I got to get the phone number out. We still have 888-281. We only have 20 minutes left tonight in the program. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. I want to first say, tell the folks out there that a donation of $50 or more you can get, but you got to ask for it. You got to tell us you want it. One of the little Bible red book. Fellas, what do you think of the little Bible answer book, the little red book? Tell the folks what you think of that book. And you're two pastors.
I use it all the time because it's easier. You know, I had that damage, and it's easier, the brain damage, it's easier to go there. And I know roughly where something is, but I can't remember a chapter, verse, or something. And it's set up in such a way you can, by topic, you can find things so quick, and it is just wonderful, highly usable. You can even just use it for a study guide. Just pick out one part of it and read through it. I opened the little book right now. One of them says praising God, and it has several pages of the Bible verses on praising God. And you can even use it just for a simple little Bible study, a very good one.
When you're putting together a sermon, it saves a lot of time, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
All righty. What do you think about it, Hal?
As Christians, we're supposed to minister to the people and help them out. And that little red book right there is invaluable, because no matter what somebody's problem is, you can find it in that red book.
You know, I wish I'd have thought back a month ago and started encouraging people. I did once, I think, to what a great Christmas present that would be for just about everybody, you know, that anyone who's old enough to read and understand. That would be a really great information, knowledge. What better gift can you give people than knowledge?
Well, maybe next year we can try and get a hold of a lot more of these and start promoting them a couple of months before Christ's birthday, and, you know, get them across the country for gifts.
We put out thousands of them over the years, and, boy, I'm going to tell you, I just praise the good Lord for it. All right, now also with the CDs, we have you get a CD for a donation of $50 or more, and those songs, like I said, we can't send you one song. We don't have any CDs with just one song on it. But a lot of the songs that you hear on this radio program, including some of the Christmas songs you just heard, especially that Bethlehem Sky, which is a favorite, we have those on the CDs. And folks, the only place you can get them is right here. You can't get them anyplace else but right here. And boy, there are some dynamite songs out there. So, all righty, I got to give the number out again because we're coming up to the end of the program, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All righty. I am saying this, that everybody out there that's listening to me tonight, everyone that's listening to me, is because they're alive, right?
Yes.
If they were dead, they wouldn't be listening, would they?
No.
Okay. Now, if they're listening out there, and if they have not received Christ as their Savior, are they in trouble?
Big trouble.
Big time.
Okay, so now let me ask you this, because between now and this time tomorrow, a whole lot of people that are in this world right now, their souls will be required of them. Is that true?
That's very true.
And that could be millions of people, right?
Around the world, yes.
Okay. Now, what percentage of those people that are here now but won't be here tomorrow do you think are planning on dying?
Less than 1%. There might be some in hospice that figuring they might not make it, but everybody else is not thinking about it.
The vast majority of them aren't planning on dying. Now, but it's not their call, is it?
No.
So God decides when their soul is required of them, right?
And He alone. People may find that hard to believe, but that's what God says. He knows when we're going home, the exact moment.
Now, will He take anyone home, will He take anyone without them having the opportunity, without them having the opportunity to receive the sacrifice that His Son did in their place?
No. Somehow, some way, He will make sure that that happens.
So, you know, a lot of people don't believe in absolutes, but there are a lot of absolute. Is God absolutely trustworthy? Can we say that God will always honor? We can trust God with our very life, because God will always do the righteous thing.
God cannot lie. God cannot change.
So, folks, there you go. You need to pay attention, because Pastor Hal is going to lead you right now. He's going to take you to the sinner's prayer. Go ahead, Hal.
Okay. Hey, Joe, how about you taking it for me Thursday night, since this is your night on Tuesdays, okay?
All right.
Okay. Hey, You know, a lot of people ask me, where's America in prophecy? You know, they look in the Bible and they don't see America anywhere. And I think I finally figured out a while ago that it's because the Democrat Communist Party has, well, by that time, have run this country so far into the ground and made us so weak in the eyes of the world that we won't be a significant source of anything good to fight the evil in these last days. That's one reason you won't find America in the Bible. You can thank the Democrat Party for that. But anyway, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And everybody wants to get to heaven. I went to an Arab store today, a fast food store, and I gave a tract to some Palestinian guy in there, and he asked me to pray for the Palestinians. And I said, well, my pastor was over there, and he said the Palestinian Christians are really good Christians over there, the ones that turn to Christ. And I said, the one thing they all got in common over there, whether Jew or Palestinian, they need Jesus Christ as their Savior because they're sinners and they got to have their sins washed away and they can't get to heaven with any sin between them and God. And so, you know, then I left them with that note. And the thing is, it's the same with you. Whoever you are, hearing my sound of my voice right now, God loves you, but he hates your sins. God wants you to come to heaven, but he says your sins cannot come with you. And the only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So God hears me talking to you right now, and salvation is a free gift. When I was a Lutheran, I used to think I had to work my way to heaven, got confirmed in the Lutheran church and everything else like that, but I would have died and gone to hell no matter how good a Lutheran I was. And it's the same with every denomination out there. Most people think they got to live a good life or be church members to become Christians and go to heaven, but that's not true. You come to the cross, and you admit to God that you're just a dirty, rotten, lousy, stinking sinner on your road to hell, and your sins are going to separate you from God for all eternity unless you get them washed away. And Jesus did all the work necessary on that cross to pay for your sins. And when he said it is finished, that meant he did all the work. Now it's up to you whether you get by faith you're going to receive that finished payment or try and get there your own way, which is a dead-end street. If you want Jesus Christ to give to you the payment he paid for you on that cross so you could have eternal life, the Bible says you have to repent. That means go to the cross and admit to God that you're a sinner and your sins are keeping you out of hell and be sorry about the fact you're a sinner. And you ask Jesus to come into your heart. Now, if you want to do that, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what they call a sinner's prayer. And if God looks at your heart, he sees you're sincere, he'll come into your heart and he'll give you that payment, and it's permanent. Nobody can ever take it away from you. So what do you say? We pray right now together, but even though we're praying together, it'd be directly between you and God. Make sure you receive that payment Jesus paid for you. Let's pray and mean it with all your heart. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe you died on that cross and shed your blood to save my soul, to pay the payment in full for my sins, not yours. And right now, I hear it now, Lord Jesus, ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of my sins, and wash my sins away and save my soul. Give me eternal life and a home in heaven right now. In Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen. I'm sorry I'm praying kind of fast tonight, but I don't have much time. But 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. That means if you prayed just now and you meant it and you asked Jesus to come into your heart and be your Savior, he gave you eternal life right then and there. He came into your heart. His Holy Spirit came in with him. God the Father came in with him. You have the whole Trinity inside of you right now. You're a walking temple. And when you die, your soul goes straight to be with Jesus, and nobody or anything can keep that from happening. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right. Well, very, very good. I wanted to say Andrea in Illinois pledged $1,000. And Lauren in Pennsylvania pledges 20. And Rhonda in New York pledges 25. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I think that tonight, I think we made our goal, folks. Tonight, praise the good Lord. It's the first time in a while. And I want to wish all of the people out there that have pledged to help us out, Stan. I want to thank you, and I want to just say to, I hope this is the best Christmas ever for all of you out there. And just to say, keep your eyes on the prize out there, because every day that we're alive, we're one day closer to the Lord's return. And boy, I'm going to tell you, I don't know, fellas, you know, how to explain to people just how good it is going to be, because the creator of the universe, now think about this, when you look at the stars and the planets and you look at the mountains and the oceans, the very one that created all that has built us a mansion, has built us a mansion. Can you think of that? And so I'm looking forward to that day. But right now, while we're here, and I got to say this too, because a lot of people seem to, they don't quite understand. It's not about us, right? You know, here, you know, we often hear the prosperity preachers of what God can do for us, what God's going to do for us. It's not about us. God says it's about him, right? And so,
definitely.
And so that's the way we know. Gloria Olstein, I remember hearing her say, it's not about God, it's about us. And she, boy, she couldn't get it more backwards than she did. I wonder where that came from. All right.
Could be the devil himself.
Yeah.
You know, Pastor, Revelation 4:11 tells people who it's about. And it's about Jesus. And once you get saved, I meant to tell you, live for Jesus, because this is why he made you. He wanted you to have fellowship with him. First you get saved, then you live for him and fellowship with him all the days of your life.
Absolutely. And, you know,
and let me add, everyone I know that's born again has been happier, more joyful, more at peace. Life is so much better when everyone that I know that's accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, the change in life has been wonderful.
Well,
amen.
I don't know of anyone that was ever disappointed that they got saved, especially.
No, I've never met anybody that wished they hadn't.
Yeah.
The only regret a born-again Christian has is that he didn't get saved sooner.
Oh, absolutely.
I've heard many, many times, including probably from myself.
Yeah, and I think we can all say that. If we could go back and change it, we would have accepted the Lord a long, long time ago, huh?
Amen.
And placed up those crowns in glory, right? And so,
amen.
But while we're here, we have our marching orders, don't we? And
amen.
We are to run to the battle, okay?
Stand in the gap.
And fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross, huh?
Cross, amen. And a couple of dozen proactive verbs that he's told us to do.
So, and it's not God's will that anyone perish. So if it's not God's will, it's not ours, is it?
Exactly.
And that's why we continue to give this salvation message day in and day out, you know, all day. And this is why we do it from the pulpit. We do it on the radio. We do it on the street, wherever we can witness the Word of God. Because, well, we only have a limited amount of time to do that, too, don't we?
And we do. Well, we know Christmas, the birth of Christ, was the beginning, you know, before everybody lived with the promise of hope, and with Christ was the real hope of mankind when he came.
Well, we're at that time again, Joe and Hal, so we always say good night. Say good night.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Say God bless.
God bless.
Now you say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.